Thank you, Mr. Chair. And again, thank you guys for bringing this bill. I think it's a positive step, and I intend to support it. My father was a rural high school principal when I was in high school, and he would talk to me about the process of hiring teachers, and it was incredibly difficult, especially in science and math. And I think this has been a problem and will continue to be a problem, and I'm glad we can address it. I do think it is worth noting, though, that of course this isn't a free lunch. You know, we're providing an economic incentive for these folks to teach in rural areas, and it doesn't come for free. And the flip side of that is we could do this another way. We could simply provide money to the rural districts in order to provide financial incentives to attract teachers. We could reach the same place that we're reaching now by actually just making an appropriation to those districts in order to create financial incentives to draw folks out, even so they would accept the 5% reductions, or maybe we could just offer to offset the 5% reductions. And the reason we're not doing that is we can't afford it. The way if you did that, then all of a sudden there'd be a fiscal note that there'd be an appropriation required for us to actually provide those incentives, and then we'd be having a very different conversation in this committee. But we also shouldn't pretend that nobody's paying for it. Indeed, PAIR is paying for it. The reason that this bill is more attractive to a committee like ours is because PAIR is paying for it instead of the state general fund is paying for it. But the flip side of that too, if you're PARA, is in other committee rooms on other days, PARA gets raked over the coals on a regular basis for not having enough money. And so I do think it's worth acknowledging that if we approve this bill, we're approving something that PARA ultimately has to pay for. And then in other discussions, when PARA's unfunded liability comes up and their management practices get criticized or what have you, there's probably not going to be an acknowledgement that some of that, some additional of that comes from us, and that we're mandating it because we can't afford to pay for it otherwise, and we're having PARA pay for it. So again, I think the good that's going to come from this bill, hopefully, with the accountability structure that's built into it, I think the good will outweigh that. But I also think it's worth acknowledging on behalf of PARA and the folks in the room that we're asking that in some ways they have to serve two different masters depending on which committee they're in front of. We're asking them to keep a hawk eye on their unfunded liability on one hand, and we're also asking them to subsidize this program on the other hand, and sort of acknowledging the position we're putting them in. I intend to support the bill because I hope it'll do good, but I do think we should acknowledge we didn't get a free lunch here today, that we are making a value choice.